Good morning, friends. It is Thursday, August 6th, 2020. Checking in our sports segment, bright and early. Still don't have a name for it. Still trying to come up with that. I'll get one eventually. So right now we're just kind of calling it generic sports after our let's talk about it with Warren. So let's talk about sports now, shall we? I'm now joined by a good friend from mine, graduated college with me, or close enough, a year after. I count it as graduation, but he is now working for the St. Cloud Times in St. Cloud, Minnesota, a sports reporter over there at Zach Dwyer. Zach, good morning. Thanks for calling in. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Yeah, there's been a lot of news on the sports front this week, finally. I'm starting to get a little bit more back to normal, so it's been nice to kind of be, you know, especially busy with kind of that daily news type of thing again.
Absolutely. So the big news that came out this week, a couple key items, I think. One that we'll touch on is close to us here at home in North Dakota, is that Minnesota has moved high school football and volleyball to spring. And then also just, yesterday, I believe, NCAA Division II and Division III. Did they cancel those fall championships or did they postpone them?
They canceled them outright. And also, you know, where I'm at here in kind of central Minnesota, St. John's football is kind of the big thing. They were in, you know, semifinals of Division III playoffs last year. And them and St. Benedict are both in the MIAC here. And so both of them had already moved football, volleyball, cross country, and soccer to the spring already. They made that decision last week. But now, with today's announcement, it means that even though they've moved them to the spring, there's going to be no postseason play or any NCAA championships at the Division III level for any of those sports.
So the MIAC, however, they can still play a regular season this spring, correct?
Yes. At this time, they still are. There's nothing really on the books, but they're still can only. I'm pretty sure it's still going to be only conference only. There's about. You know, I know Carleton had canceled their fall sports, another team in the conference, you know, ahead of the conference decision. So I think St. John's still had about, you know, an 8-game schedule or so they were planning on, 7 or 8 games. It'll be interesting to see what that looks like in the spring or, you know, now that there's going to be no postseason play, if all these sports are still going to, I assume they'll still want to compete, but at this point, yeah, it's still kind of all up in the air.
Yeah, and it's still definitely up in the air for the FCS here in NODAC with the NDSU Bison. It's funny to me because the NCAA, the Board of Governors, they just keep pushing this decision off. You know, and now we're getting down there. I mean, you know, we're supposed to be practicing right now. Seasons are supposed to start, you know, less than a month away, and they just kind of keep pushing it off and pushing it off. And now it sounds like they're even gonna let the teams vote. So it's wild. It's just. Weird discombobulated time, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, Division III made this. It's pretty, you know, looking at kind of graphics of what football conferences, especially basically every single one has, you know, pushed to the spring already. But for Division II, I mean, a team, you know, NSIC, which is also in North Dakota, they've been, you know, pushing things back, shortening the season, shortening the amount of teams they're going to play in the conference. And that's still, I mean, as we're on the table now, I mean, St. Cloud State very, you know, infamously does no longer have football. So we aren't, you know, we're not as much in the mix with that here anymore.
Yeah.
But for other sports, I mean, that's, you know, it's a month or so away. I know a lot of, for St. Cloud State and the NSIC, they're, you know, I think volleyball, soccer, they've been pushed back to, you know, the first week of October is when they're going to start. And they're not going to start actually practicing until September, when kids are back on campus, kind of everyone's back on campus, or give them a week or two to kind of figure out what that looks like before practices. But yeah, we're getting down to the wire, and you know, we're running out of weeks to be able to figure out what this is going to look like.
And then at the high school level, the MSHSL, the high school league, the governing body, they decided earlier this week to move football and volleyball to the spring. They're leaving the rest of the fall sports in fall. That includes tennis, swimming and diving, cross country, soccer. What was the reason they moved football and volleyball to the spring and not the other sports?
Yeah, so it was kind of three different tiers. So the first tier was cross country, swimming and diving, and tennis. Now all of those have been classified by I don't know if it's just the health department itself or kind of our governor. They've said that those are the low risk sports. So those can kind of, you have limited contact, you're spaced out, you're outside. So all of those are going ahead pretty much as normal. The only differences are there's going to be no, you know, big meets for cross country. You can only have up to three teams at a single meet. And for tennis, you can only play against one other opponent. You know, a lot of the times there'll be, you know, two, three opponents sometimes at matches and that or tournaments. So none of that, no scrimmages before the season. And they're going to try to kind of stay local within conferences or, you know, local is kind of in quotes right now because we don't really know. There's been no, you know, direct mileage or anything that you can play teams. But so those are all pretty much the same. Now, soccer and volleyball are kind of the medium risk sports. One of the things with volleyball that's tough is, you know, it's inside and a lot of these schools aren't allowing visitors. So that's for swimming and diving, even though it's happening, there will be no fans at any events really throughout the season. They've kind of already decided that. I think there might be some type of technicality with if it's not at a school building, if it's at like a, you know, community type building, there could be some leeway, but schools aren't allowing visitors. So then no fans. So volleyball, it was really close actually. I think for the vote to keep it in the fall, it tied. And when it's tied, it failed. It was 9-9 was the vote.
Oh, wow.
So, and then they voted again. And I think eventually it got voted to move it to the spring. Just because of, you know, not, there was a whole lot of different reasons that they tried to think it wasn't, they weren't quite safe. They wanted to push it out a little bit. And the thing with moving it to, the spring here is that they kind of have created a, instead of the three, you know, fall, winter, spring seasons, they've kind of made a fall, winter, spring, summer season now.
Sure.
Because volleyball and football will both happen in the spring, which would be, it's now going to be, you know, kind of March 15th to May 15th range. And now your traditional, you know, baseball, softball, track, lacrosse, those will be May 15th all the way to, you know, the middle of July is now when those are going to happen. So for those sports, at least they're going to probably have better weather than usual, you know, a couple less games canceled probably. But yeah, so volleyball was medium risk. Soccer, also medium risk. I think the thing with that is that it can be outside and they think, you know, even though in soccer there are times you're close together, there is contact, they think that they're going to be able to do it safely. So the soccer is going to be following the same rules as those three individual sports like I talked about earlier. And then football was basically like it's the only high risk sport. There's they haven't figured out a safe way to do it really. And that conversation, I know volleyball, I think was the longest conversation on the call. I think football was close to the shortest. They basically voted right away and they're like, this isn't going to be able to happen. So that also will move to the spring. And, you know, the Friday night lights in March in Minnesota, as you guys know, up in North Dakota too, those are going to be some chilly rock hard games. I'm not quite sure what that's going to look like once we get there, but you know, we've never done this kind of thing, but yeah. So that was most of their reasoning that kind of came through on that.
What have you seen in terms of fan response and school response? Are people ticked off? They're not getting their football this fall. What have you seen social media? What have you heard?
Yeah. I talked to, Recorri was a team that won, state championship that's kind of from our area last year. I talked to their coach and they'd actually ahead of time they'd kind of ordered these special face masks that I've kind of seen other colleges starting to try that are kind of like a two-part visor thing that can cover your face and kind of over your mouth too, to, you know, that could be something that would become a protocol. With this news they said they're actually gonna, you know, kind of return them or not use them because they're not going to be necessary. But you know, some people have been trying to plan for this ahead of time. You know, they said that they were kind of surprised, you know, they get it. And a lot of these football coaches too that I've seen on Twitter, other ones in the area, you know, they're just kind of trying to stay motivated, saying, you know, we have a couple you know, it could be worse. They could have canceled it outright.
Right.
So, I mean, I think there's a little bit of optimism. One of the big things that has been talked about, kind of discussed, is that especially for volleyball, you know, JO volleyball is a really big thing. Some people take that more seriously than high school volleyball. It's kind of like AAU basketball in that way.
Right.
And that's going to kind of, you know, leak right into the spring season, which is going to be when volleyball is. So some people are worried that varsity players might not play, or, you know, they might not play for their school team. They're going to play for their club team instead. So a lot of those kind of things still need to get ironed out. But, it, you know, obviously there's the people that are like, you know, ugh, high school league can't do anything right. They failed us again, whatever. But
yeah,
they're kind of in a, they're in a tough position. And as much as there's still a lot of, you know, not perfect solutions that come with this, I think they did a pretty good job of at least, you know, we're going to get some fall sports.
That's Zach Dwyer from the St. Cloud Times out of St. Cloud, Minnesota, talking about the MSHSL postponing volleyball and football to the spring, and also talking a little college sports as well. Zach, thanks for your time. We'll talk down the road.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.